brothers and sisters.
在我开始讲信息之前，有一点点的请求。
Before I deliver today's message, I have some request.
如果弟兄姐妹，您在日常的生活中，在工作上，在家庭里，你有一些事情，你希望能够从圣经得到答案的话。
If you're seeking for some answers, because of you have difficulties in your life, work.
请你们可以写在一张纸上，放在奉献袋，能够让教会能够收集起来。
Please leave a note and put it in the offering bag, so we could be able to know what your request is.
盼望上帝给我智慧，能够寻找到答案，能够在信息当中跟大家分享。
May Lord give me wisdom so that I can help you to solve this problem in your lives.
我们今天要一起来交通的信息是基督在基督身体里。
Today's our topic is within Christ's body.
在使徒行传里面，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司。
In the book of Acts, chapter 9, meanwhile Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest.
这位扫罗就是后来的保罗。
The Saul later known as Apostle Paul.
这个事情是发生在他还没有认识耶稣之前。
And this happened before he has met Jesus.
求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And ask him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
所以扫罗事实上他的唯一的工作呢，就是逮捕基督徒。
So his main purpose is to put Christians in prison.
接下来，扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
这个大马色就是今天的叙利亚的首都。
The Damascus is now the capital of Syria.
那保罗就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. He replied.
这位扫罗呢，事实上是从来没有见过耶稣的。
This Saul has never met Jesus before.
他正要往大马色的路上，要到那个地方去逮捕当地的基督徒。
He is on his way to Damascus to try to capture the Christians there.
耶稣这个时候向他显现，用大光向他照射。
And Jesus showed himself to Saul.
但是注意听，在这里耶稣却说：“扫罗，扫罗。”你为什么逼迫我呢？
But here Jesus asked him, Saul, why do you persecute me?
但是事实上，扫罗他可以回答说：“耶稣，我从来没有见过你。”
And Saul could ask Jesus, I've never met you before.
我怎么会逼迫你呢？
How could I possibly persecute you?
我们在这里要从圣经来了解这个答案。
Now we'll seek the answer through the Bible.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
今天做妻子的不要紧张，今天不是讲你的事情。
Don't worry, every wives, it's not about you today.
二十三节说，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
For we are members of his body.
这个我们的意思讲的就是教会的基督徒弟兄姐妹们。
This we means us, the Christian brothers and sisters in the church.
所以当扫罗在逼迫基督徒的时候呢，耶稣感觉到了，因为这是他的身体。
So when Paul was persecuting the disciples, Jesus felt it because that's his body.
所以虽然扫罗从来没有看过耶稣，也没有直接去逼迫耶稣。
However, Saul has never met Jesus and never persecuted Jesus in person.
但是他逼迫基督徒，就是逼迫了这位耶稣。
But as he's persecuting the disciples, he is persecuting our Lord Jesus.
也就是说，以一个人的身体的构造来讲的话，耶稣他是头。
So according to our physical body, Jesus is head of the body.
我们基督徒呢，就是他身上的肢体。
Our Christians are the parts of his body.
我们今天的题目是讲在基督身体里。
Today our topic is in the body of Christ.
那我们希望在教会的里面，我们都很习惯 这些的名词。
So we kind of got used to those words.
今天我希望有点澄清，就是教会跟教堂呢是不一样的。
And now I want to emphasize the difference between church and the church building.
教堂是一个建筑物。
The church building is a building. It's a structure.
教会呢是人。
And the church is people.
所以我们已经习惯用了，说我要到教会去，我要到教会去，事实上不正确的。
So as we say we're going to church, we're going to church, as it's not accurate.
是我要到教堂去。
So we're going to the church building.
如果今天我们到野外去聚会的话，教会就在野外。
If we're going camping picnic, the church is there.
所以在这里讲到说，基督是教会的头，也就是基督是这一些人的头。
So we say Jesus is the head of the church, is the Jesus the head of all these people, his followers.
今天我们看欧洲有很多很宏伟的大教堂。
So we've seen those magnificent building in Europe.
但是里面没有人。
But there is emptiness inside.
以前很宏伟的建筑物里面，岂不是很神圣、很庄严的一个气氛吗？
Yeah, the atmosphere is holy.
但是事实上，现在里面只有让人家参观，还要丢点钱。
But now it's only for the purpose of visiting.
所以他们的教堂还在。
So the building's still there.
但是教会已经不见了。
But there is no church.
所以这个观念如果清楚的话，我们要来看这个教会，我们是在基督的身体里面，我们在教会到底是怎么一回事。
So as we know this point, so let's learn what it means to be in the body of church.
这样的话，我们弟兄姐妹彼此在这个地方互相相处呢，我们才知道是用什么原则，用什么方式来彼此在这里相处。
So we'll have the principles how that we should treat each other in the church.
如果我们观念正确的时候，我们才会走在上帝要祝福我们的路上。
If we know that, we'll be on the road to the blessing of God.
如果这里的聚集是很热闹的，这里的聚集只是为着我们是来自于同一个地方，这个地方就不是叫教会，这个地方叫做同乡会。
If that's a place for everybody to just have fun together, it's not church.
如果来这边只是为了很大的娱乐活动的话，那这个不是叫做教会，这个叫做俱乐部。
Yeah, it's not only for it's not for amusement. So it's not amusement park here.
所以我们盼望借着圣经，我们能够认识主耶稣，他为教会舍了他的生命，他的心中的教会是什么样的一个教会。
So now we should learn when Jesus sacrificed himself for the church. What's that mean?
在哥林多前书里面，第一件事情，这个身子，这个身体呢，只有一个。我们彼此呢，是互相做肢体的。
So in the book of First Corinthians, there's only one body, but many parts.
十二节说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
The First Corinthians chapter 12, the body is a unit, though it's made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body, so is with Christ.
好，所以就说 主耶稣看教会的时候呢，是看到他自己的身体。
So when Jesus looked at the church, he looked at his own body.
但是这个身体上面呢，他有不同的肢体，有手也有脚。
On the body, there are different parts that have hands and her feet.
那这个身体到底怎么样形成的呢？
How the body was formed.
这里讲到，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人。
For we all baptized, but
whether Jews or Greeks. 不拘我们是犹太人或希利尼人，也就是说教会呢并不是根据我们的种族或者是我们的性别。
So it's whether Jews or Gentiles, Greeks, so it's the church, it's not separated by itself by ethnic backgrounds or genders.
也不分你的来自哪个地方。
And it doesn't matter where you come from.
不是根据我们的文化跟教育来区分的。
And it's not because the degrees of education.
是为奴的，是自主的。
Slave or free.
也就是说，我们教会的里面的成员呢，不是根据我们的在社会上的地位或者是我们的财富。
So in the church, we're not separated by our wealth or our social status.
甚至也不是政治的党派。
And not political parties for sure.
所以我们的教会欢迎民主党跟共和党的人都来。
So we welcome either Republicans or Democrats in the church.
国民党或共产党我们都欢迎。
And the Communist Party and with
或者是民进党的，我们都欢迎。
We welcome everybody.
因为我们不是根据你政党来决定你能不能进来。
Because We do not welcome you because of your party.
但是在这里，我们接下来看一件事情，怎么样能够进到这个身体里面来呢？都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
So how do we become the party? Is there's one thing that's we were all given the one spirit to drink.
都从一位圣灵受洗。
We're all baptized by the Spirit.
在这里注意看，很多人要留意这件事情，你怎么能够进到这个身体里面呢？是圣灵把你受洗的。
So how do you enter the body is you're baptized by the Spirit into the body.
施洗约翰来的时候，他说，我来是用水给你们施洗的。
John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water.
但是有一位在我后面来的能力比我更大。
But after me will come one more powerful than I.
他是要用火和圣灵为你施洗。
He'll baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit.
所以如果说你怎么进到教会呢？人所能够理解的是用水受洗。
So when you become a member of church, as we understand, you were baptized by the water.
你可以进入人的制度下的教会。
So you can enter the church.
但是如果没有经过圣灵的洗，你没有办法进到基督耶稣的身体。
But if you have not been baptized by the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the body of Jesus.
从受圣灵的洗不是人能够做的事情。
Baptized by the Holy Spirit is not done by man's hand.
不是牧师很有能力，所以他能够 为人用圣灵来 受洗。
It's not by the power of the pastor.
而是耶稣自己亲自做的事情。
But by the power of Jesus.
所以你进到身体的前提呢，一定是这位耶稣呢，他用圣灵帮你施洗了。
So the prerequisite of entering the body of Christ is being baptized by Jesus.
这样的话，你才能够进入基督的身体。
So you can enter the body of Jesus.
并且他这里讲到说，要进入身体，又还怎样？还要饮于这一位圣灵。
So not only enter the body, but also drink from the Spirit.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那我要用身体来解释。
I'll illustrate this point with our physical body.
我们身体的每一个器官呢，都靠一样东西供给它所需要的营养。
Every part of our body, we just need one thing to support all the nutrients.
所以你看圣灵呢，事实上就是以我们的身体来讲，就是我们的血液。
So the spirit in our body is like our blood.
你看我们身上所有的器官呢，所有需要的养分都是靠着血液 把养分送到那个地方供给它，这个叫做引于圣灵。
All the nutrients of our body was delivered by the blood, so that's the same. It's called drink to the one spirit to drink.
所以这样的比喻，我们就能够明白，我身上所需要的都是靠，完全是靠血液把所有的东西运到这里，把所有的杂这个排泄的东西从血再运走。
So the blood delivers the nutrients and get rid of the waste of the body.
我现在暂时先讲一些不是在身体里面的现象。
So I've talked something that has nothing to do with the body.
如果有人来到聚会的里面，但是呢，在教会弟兄姐妹在那里计划事情、出力的时候，他从来没有出现。
So, there's somebody come to the church, but as other people serving, he has never shown himself up.
他也从来没有为这些人来祷告，也没有从来也没有鼓励他们，也没有支持他们。
He's never prayed for those people. I've never encouraged those people.
这些弟兄姐妹做完了以后呢，他就在那里开始打分数。
But after everybody's done their work and they're starting to criticize.
他在那里批评，在那里评审。
So they're trying to criticize and say this good or that bad.
他说这个桌子怎么那么脏啊？
You say why this table so dirty?
这个圣经怎么乱放啊？
Why you put the Bible here?
教会有什么软弱，有什么困难，有什么地方做不好，他没有感觉的。
So if there's something that the church needs to be done, but he does not want to be part of it.
他不会觉得痛苦或难过的。
He feels no pain or suffering.
因为这样的人呢，他并没有在身体的里面，虽然他可能受过洗，虽然可能他来这边聚会，可是他不在身体的里面。
Such person, however he goes to the church, but does not seem like he belongs to the body.
我们在人的身体的，如果在身体里面的话，你不会有这种反应的。
If it's in our body, you will not feel the same.
还有一种身体里面发生一种状况，就是他只要他只要要，他一直要要要要，他从来不肯给。
So, and there's another thing is keep asking, demanding, but never give.
我要这个，我需要这个。
I need this, I want this.
如果要不到够的时候，他就说教会没有爱。
So, one is he's not satisfied. He said there's no love in the church.
这个在一个身体里面叫做癌细胞。
In the body, it's called cancer.
因为癌细胞在我们身体里面，他不断的想要把自己长大，他要不断给他养分。但是他从来不会去服务其他的身体。
Because the cancer cell in the body keep taking the nutrients but never serve the body.
因为这个不属于这个身体的。
Because it does not belong to the body.
我们今天要来看圣经里面告诉我们每一个，这个是不是在身体里面？我把这些情况讲完了。不在身体的事情，我已经这个是刚才讲的是不在身体里面的情况。
Okay, now.What we have talked is that not belong to the body.
好，我们现在来开始讲已经在身体里面的。
Now we're talking about who already be part of the body.
好，如果我们在身体的里面呢，我们就不能再觉得自己是在身体外面。
So if we're in the body, we can't feel like we're outside the body anymore.
圣经里面讲到说，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
The Bible said, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many."
设若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
If the foot should say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it should not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
也就是说脚呢，在这个身体里面，他看那个手啊，他说我不是手啊，所以我不属于这个身子。
So when the foot looked at the hand, he said.Since I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body.
还有一个情况说，设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
If the if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it should not for that reason cease to be part of the body.
也就是耳朵，他觉得我不是眼睛啊，所以我就不属于这个身子。
So if the ear thinks he's not the eye, so he does not belong to the body.
这个现象在身体里面会不会发生呢？
Was that happen in our real body?
这个现象就是说，当那个脚啊去看手啊， 他看那个手啊，他发现手非常有功用，在身体很有功用。
So it means when the foot look at the hands and think, oh, the hands is really useful in the body.
他觉得我这个脚没有什么功用。
He will think I'm not really that useful.
他一直看着手，他很羡慕手的功用。
He's just really think, oh, the hands is really glorious and have a lot of use.
他觉得他自己很自卑啊，我没有手那种功用。
And he feels very sad about himself.
我这个也不会，那个也不会。
I can't do this and I can't do that.
因为他看别人，他觉得要是有功用，一定是别人那种功用才叫做有功用。我这种，我一点功用都没有。
So he does not know what means to be usefulness.
所以他觉得我不属于这个身体。
So he feels like he does not belong to the body.
我配不上这个身体。
I'm not worthy of the body.
那接下来十七节就回答说：若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?
也就是这样的信息要告诉我们当中，你已经在身体的里面，你看别人好像很有用处，觉得自己没有用处，这个态度是不对的。
So that shows us if you are in the church and you think, oh, there's some other people are so useful in the church, I'm nothing. That's not right.
因为教会会因为这样而受到伤害。
Because it will actually hurt the church.
所以这里回答说，那如果全身都是眼睛的话，那怎么能够听得到声音呢？
Yeah, it's just like I said, if the whole body were an eye, where the sense of hearing be?
如果眼睛是这么伟大的一个器官，你不是眼睛，那全身都是眼睛的时候，能够做什么事情呢？
So if you think the eyes are so great, but think about if your whole body was an eye, what can it do?
若全身是耳朵，全身都是耳朵，那没有办法闻到味道的。
So if your whole body was an ear, how can you smell?
并且这里讲到说，但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be.
这里也就是告诉有这样的弟兄姐妹，你觉得你在这个教会没有什么作用，没有什么重要的地位的话。这个观念 不正确的，因为为什么？因为是不是神做错了事情，把你放到这个身体里面来
？So if you think you have no usefulness in this church, that's not right, because it's God who put you in this church.
你有你的功用。
You have your job in the church.
因为你眼睛一直看别的肢体的功用。你以为这个功用才叫做功用，你忘了你自己的功用是什么。
So when you see other members' ability in the church, and then you think that's ability, that's skill, and you forgot about your own ability and skill.
所以这是第一种状况，自己认为我不属于这个身体，但是其实你已经是属于这个身体，因为圣灵，你已经被圣灵受浸进入这个身体了。
So that's the first point. You think you do not belong to the body, but you already belong to the body because you are baptized by the Spirit.
第二个情况是我们已经进到这个身体了以后呢，我们不能排斥别人，让他排斥到身体的外面去。
Another point is when we are in the body, we cannot reject others and push them outside the body.
若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？
If they were all one part, where would the body be?
但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
眼不能对手说，我用不着你；头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you.
这个也就是讲到我们身体里面有一个器官呢，或者一个肢体呢，认为自己非常重要的。
So that's illustrate that one part of the body think is very important.
刚才我们讲到的是那个肢体呢，他很自卑，他觉得自己不够，所以觉得不属于这个身体。但是这个地方反过来，这个肢体非常的骄傲。
The first one we talk about is the one look down at himself, think he's nothing. But this one's on the contrary, think himself more highly than he should.
他把自己抬高，所以大家都得听我的，看我的。
He lift himself up, everybody has to listen to him.
他要爬到人的头上，踩在人的身上。
He has to climb on other people's head.
他要排挤别人。
He has to push other people around.
如果有不听我的话，或跟我不同意见的话，他就要想办法把别人压下去。
So if there's somebody that's not, does not agree with me, and I will get rid of him.
总觉得别人跟他的意见不同，总觉得别对方都是碍手碍脚的。
So if they don't have the same opinion, other people will be a stumbling block for him.
所以这个是一个肢体过度的骄傲，把自己看得太伟大了。
So this is a very proud and arrogant thought.
所以这里我们看见有两个极端。
So we see two extremes.
这两个极端都会伤害这个身体的。
The two extremes will hurt the body.
我们不能说只找那个跟我彼此谈得非常相合的人，我们才来组成一个教会。
So it does not mean like we can organize a church only with the people who have the same opinion.
一个荣耀的教会就是它的里面能够包容所有的人。
A glorious church, that means it can include everybody.
只要圣灵把它进入这个身体，我们都要包容。
As long as it's been baptized by the Holy Spirit, we will accept them.
上帝看这样的教会，因为彼此之间有差异，竟然是可以靠着上帝的恩典，能够和谐的相处在一起。这个叫做上帝的荣耀。
So what means glory of God? It's like, however we have differences in the church, but because of we have the same Spirit, we can be together.
因为进入身体是上帝自己安排的。
Become the part of the body is arrangement by God Himself.
所以在这个身体的里面呢，不可能一个肢体包办所有其他人肢体的功用。
So it's impossible for within this body one part will do every part's job.
所以我们一个肢体也不可能代替其他所有肢体。
And as also one part cannot do other parts' work.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要相信上帝把我摆在这个身体里面。我一定有一个别人没有办法取代的功用。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to firmly believe that God put us in this body because God knows I have my job in this body.
所以，上帝把我摆在这个身体里面呢，我的侍奉呢是没有高跟低的区分的。
So, as long as I'm in the body, my service there's no high or low.
如果觉得说哪一种侍奉叫做比较高，哪一种侍奉比较低，这个是不正确的。
So if we think somebody's service is more highly than the other, that's not correct thinking.
因为如果有高低区别的区别的话呢，这个教会一定到后来会分裂的。
So if there's such thing as high and low, important and unimportant, the church will split.
伊丽莎白泰勒最漂亮的地方就是她的眼睛。
The most beautiful parts of Elizabeth is his eyes.It's her eyes.
她的眼睛是绿色的。
Her eyes are green.
但是如果你把伊丽莎白的两个眼球把它放在这个桌子上拿出来的话，那两个眼球看起来是非常可怕的。
But if you put her eyes on the podium, it looks scary.
她能够漂亮是因为她放在她那个身体里面。
It's beautiful because it's in the body.
你我都是如此。
You and me were the same.
你再有功用，再美丽，你必须在身体的里面。
Doesn't matter how beautiful you are, how powerful you are, you have to remain in the body.
不能把我自己放在身体的外面。
You can't put yourself outside the body.
你也不能排斥别人到身体的外面去。
You can't reject others either.
好，我们再来看一件事情是软弱的肢体的功用。
Let's look another topic. Subject is a weaker part's role.
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少。
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。
And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unrepresentable are treated with special modesty.
我们身上有一些软弱的肢体。
We have some weak parts in our body.
各位。知道我们身上最软弱的部分是哪里吗？
Know what's the weakest part of our body?
知道吗？我们的眼睛。
It's our eyes.
我们的眼睛是最脆弱的。
It's the weakest part.
所以，当我们一走到外面，阳光很强的时候，我们手立刻就出来挡。
So when we go outside, when it's really blinding outside, so our hands will shelter our eyes.
如果有灰尘飞扬的时候，我们会保护我们的眼睛。
If there are dust storms, then we'll cover our eyes.
因为它很脆弱。
Because it's really weak.
它的软弱却显出这个身体的美。
And through his weakness, and show the beauty of the body.
我们身体上也有一些不体面的部分。
And there are some
less honorable.
Less honorable parts in our body.
就像我们在教会的里面，也有一些人可能他没有在社会上没有说很发达、很成功的。
It's like our some member of the church is not very, have pretty good, social status.
他在外面可能受过很多的创伤跟压力。
Probably have a lot of pressures and trauma outside.
他是不体面的。
And it's not feeling very honorable.
但是他进到这个身体里面来说，我们知道你在外面人家没有领受到这个体面，我们更加的给你有体面。
But as you enter the body of Christ, we know since you are less honorable outside, but now we treat you with special honor.
我常常在小组分享的时候，我如果遇到有这样的弟兄或姐妹的时候，当他在发表他的言论想法的时候，我一定完完全全安静的闭耳恭听，用一个尊重他的态度，因为他在外面没有一个人愿意听他的声音。
Yeah, it's just like when in our small Bible group, and when such brothers or sisters trying to express their opinions, I pay more attention to them because outside this group, nobody will ever listen to them.
不俊美的，我们越发给他俊美。Unpresentable.
Well, that unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
在教会里面有哪些位置是常常能够站在大家台前可以看得到的？那些是俊美的。
So that means the presentable ones are the one on the stage behind the podium.
可是有好些的人是默默无闻，在教会的里面，他安安的在那里侍奉。
But there are so many members are serving behind the scene.
我们对这样的人更要尊重他。
So we should pay more respect towards those people.
有机会要告诉他，我实在非常感谢你，默默的在那里侍奉，我也得到益处。
So we should thank them for their serving behind the scene.
这个叫做软弱的肢体。
Those are weaker parts.
他们有他们不可替代的功用在教会里面。
They are indispensable in the church.
所以二十四节讲说，我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。
And verse 24, well, our presentable parts needs no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
所以有的时候，有些弟兄姐妹，他觉得他自己很卑微，他要表示意见的时候，他会有一种恐惧感。
So sometimes, some members of our body feel like they are.Not very important or significant. So when they express their opinions, they're kind of afraid of it.
我们更给他有一个能够舒畅的环境，让他把心里的话能够表白出来。
We should support them, give them better opportunity to express themselves.
这样在这个身体的里面呢，大家会觉得我就在同一个身体的里面。
So he will feel that he belongs to the body.
我不会因为在外面的世界的情况影响到我在这个身体里面的位置。
It will not affect the position when I'm in the body because of what I have outside the world.
其实有不少的人来到教会的里面呢，他在外面没有一个人关心他。
So there are some members who in the church that outside the church nobody actually care about them.
他们需要在这个身体的里面得到恢复。
They need the recovery within the body.
这个就叫做身体。
This is called the body.
最后一点，我们要知道，在这个身体的里面呢，我们大家是同甘共苦，同修共荣。
So next point is we should know in the body we should go through thick and thin together, which means good time and bad time together.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
这个感觉如果出来的话，你就知道你在身体里面。
If you can feel such feelings, and then you know you are in the body.
这个。如果说 某个人来了，好高兴告诉我们说，哎呀，我的儿子这个录取了一个很好的大学。
If somebody comes to you and say, "Hey, my son was accepted by a very good university."
你的感觉是甜的还是酸的呢
？So what do you feel?
是为他高兴呢，还是嫉妒呢
？Is happy for him or jealous?
如果你为他高兴的时候，你就知道你是在这个身体里面。
If you're happy, then you know you're in the body.
这个身体事实上是连在头上面的。
This body actually is connected with the head.
所以就是我们在身体里面呢，我们肢体之间的关系呢，头都知道的。
So that means within the body, all the relationship between all the parts, and then the head knows it.
如果说有一只蚊子飞到你的脚上来
，If there's a mosquito land on your foot,
那只手说。我就看着办吧，你那个脚给他钉一下，看看什么滋味。
If the hand say, you know, let's see what's going to happen to the foot.
所以那只手都不动。
So the hand is not doing anything.
那脚就被钉了。
And then the foot gonna get stung by the mosquito.
手以为他没有事。
The hand think it's none of my business.
就搞得他整晚在那边抓痒。
But if it actually make him to scratch the itch all night long.
这个手没得休息了。
So it's no rest.
这个就是身体。
So this is the body.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里成为一个身体，是上帝很美丽的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, we belong to the body. It's a beautiful will of our Lord.
所以盼望我们每一个人进入了身体以后呢，我们要有身体的感觉。
So hopefully, when we become part of the body, we can feel the body.
你看到弟兄和姐妹，你要感觉到他就是我身体里面的一个部分。
When you see other brothers and sisters, you will feel that's part of my body.
不能说脚在痒，手就不管。
You can't say my foot itch and my it's none of my the hands business.
所以这个身体的感觉若出来的时候，你就觉得爱就流露出来了。
So when you can have such sense, the love will come out.
并且我们彼此互相为肢体啊。更重要还要注意到我们是不是能够感觉到头的感觉。
So as we as parts of the body, so it's important that we can sense what the head feels.
如果在教会的里面你争我吵，根本不管头的感觉的话，这个是一个很危险的事情。
So it's very dangerous for fighting and quarreling in the church without noticing the head's feelings. It's very dangerous.
我们要尊重这个头的感觉。
We should respect the head.
因为这个头就是主耶稣自己。
Because the head is Jesus Christ himself.
所以当扫罗去逼迫基督徒的时候，是逼迫耶稣身体的一个肢体的时候，这个头立刻反应了。
So when Saul persecuting the disciples, as disciples are parts of Jesus, so Jesus react.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
弟兄姐妹，如果我们在肢体的里面彼此这样相争的时候，主耶稣可以用这样的话对你说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”When we're fighting, quarreling the church, and Jesus can talk to you like that, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very serious point.
所以在这里，我要再一次的给大家一个机会，自己再次思想一下，我。是不是在这个身体的里面
？So I give you the opportunity to think if you really think you are in the body of Christ.
我和其他的弟兄姐妹彼此真正的互为肢体吗
？Are we really helping each other as parts of the body?
第三，跟弟兄姐妹一起思想，并且我们能够调整自己，我们要学习尊重对方，接纳对方。
And next point is we need to learn how to respect each other and accept each other，
并且给对方一个生存、活动、发展的空间和机会。
And allow space opportunity for others to survive。
因为他这个肢体在这个身体里面，他也需要一个条件，让他能够慢慢把他的这个功用发展出来，他的位置能够确定出来。
So he need help within the body to make himself realize what his position in the body。
并且更需要成全对方。
And also should to
不容易翻哈。成全对方，有没有更好的翻译的 ？Try to help the other part to become whole or complete。可以这样讲哈，就是说，脚想要做的事情，可能脚等一下要踩到东西，这个手帮他挪开，让这个脚能够顺利的走过去。
So that means, if it's walking and there's something blocked away, the hand will move these things away so the feet can walk.
所以这个就是成全，让另外一个肢体被成全起来。
So this is just helping the other parts.
可能有的弟兄他分享的时候他很害羞。
There's some members say I'm pretty shy.
可能他分享的时候他没有什么次序。他分享事情没有很有条理，很有次序。
So when they talk, there's not very a lot of coherence.
所以我们就变成给他机会，许可他慢慢的讲，我们要耐心的等候。
But we should allow time and let them to share according to their timeline.
因为我们如果越催促的话，他越紧张，他越不能讲。
If we push them harder, they'll become more anxious and don't know what to say.
这个叫做身体。
This is called the body.
最末了，我们很盼望我们的教会在主的恩典里面，我们能够成为一个健康、和谐、平衡的身体。
Okay, the last point is, by the grace of God, I hope our church will become healthy, harmonic, and balanced body.
你在身体的里面啊。
Are you in the body of Christ?
每一个人都需要你。
Everybody needs you.
你也需要每一个人。
And you need everybody else too.
我们彼此互相的扶持，彼此互相的鼓励，这个身体才会健壮起来。
By supporting each other, helping each other, this body will grow.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
你把我们在圣灵里面放在同一个身体里面。
You put us in this body by your Holy Spirit.
你接纳所有的人。
You accept all of us.
在你的宝血的里面。
In your blood.
主帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
有基督耶稣的心。
Use the heart of Jesus.
能够包容接纳所有放到这身体里面来的每一个弟兄姐妹。
To accept every brothers and sisters within the body.
主让我们能够感觉到对方的感觉。
Lord, help us to feel what others feel.
不看自己过高。
Do not look ourselves more highly than we should.
也不看自己过低。
And do not look down on ourselves either.
让我们在这个身体的里面靠着你的恩典。
Help us in this body.
彼此建造。
Love each other.
彼此相爱。
Help each other.
叫你在这身体得荣耀。
Glorify you in this body.
常常能够感受到你是我们的头，你是我们的主。
Help us to feel that you are the head of us and you are the Lord of us.
能够感觉到你的感觉。
We can feel what you feel.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.